Okay, welcome to another episode of MPFL Tata 4. Yes, and Football Republic, they bring you MPFL Tata 4 podcast. We'll be see with a kill everything MPFL, with a dissector, with a chopper, you know, into bits and pieces. As long as the Nigerian Professional Football League they concerned, you know, if you get them anywhere past the Football Republic podcast, where they come to you on so many streaming podcast platforms like YouTube, Spotify, and the rest. This now episode 5 of MPFL Tata 4, and of course, we did match day 22. We just see match day 21 games and exciting results. I mean, away wins just boku. Like say then go meeting, like say then court and cry for them. Away wins just boku, and finally, Ahmed Musa don't make that in long-awaited second debut for the NPFL. This and many more, now me and my goons go talk about today. So welcome to episode 5 of NPFL Tata 4. Straight up, make we start with match day 21 games we go down, you know, and then before we look at the games, we go come as match day 22 games. We go start off with that one we been day on the NPFL TV, the game between Kano Pillars and Adamawa United, for obvious reasons, finally swore Ahmed Musa don't make him debut.
Melodramatic as it is, as it stands, but congratulations to Musa. He made his debut. I like the show of respect when they give to him, when they give him the captain and band, you know, when they say whatever you give him, because respect, na senior man, you don't do things. Mm. So I liked that. Other than that, the football when I see was not that great, honestly speaking.
No exciting football. In fact, you don't deserve to be on TV.
In fact, if I say my word for today, nah, may not be like that. They do advert now Viagra, because that game needed a blue pill or two for the game to be excitable. You had to wait till maybe 84 minutes or thereabouts before Rabi, you get to go back to old ways, because they were trying to feed Musa every time, and it was always, as far as I'm concerned, in English I could say it was lethargic. They never flew with that flow. But so far so good. It's not bad. We now win. To Jesus be on our glory. Yeah. Moving on, will it be the next thing to on ground? Because I hope, say, after the first four, five games, I get enough games for home side for the guy to play for him to eat a rhythm. So after the first 4-5 games, it go nice to actually see some fluid football in the 18. I didn't see him doing so much doubling back for inside the defense from the one when I see manage watch, because I don't see Musa do a lot of defensive work. It was mainly waiting for my ball, feed me my ball. I hope say Ingo, they, as the game they grow, Ingo, they more involved in the game. And always good thing to see Musa. But for me, it was a bland game. It was not excitable for me. It was just there. And I hope, say, not beside the carry Dogoyaro route every time I want to wash. No, not true, because...
So see, I totally agree with you, Swo. And to me...
If I
you
can't notice, fake it. Make a fake out. Make a fake
If you notice for that game, we see that game. If you notice for that game, it can't be like, say, not all about Musa. All balls to Musa. Can't play as no be team way... They play around a particular person.
At all.
Yes, we know say Rabi Ali most times they pull the strings, you know. But then now team maybe say everybody, but if I say that star factor, okay, star boy Musa, they're around, all boss to Musa, and then the thing on they invite so many unnecessary tackles on them. I don't know whether the players, Adamawa United players, been won. All of a sudden, sell themselves, say, "Oh, me Mark Musa, me do this one." So you gonna invite so many unnecessary tackles going forward. It is going to make sense if Kano Pillars decide to, because we know see some teams, they build their football around a particular player. It is say Musa carry that this thing. It go make sense for Kano Pillars to reinvent, start to build their team around Musa.
Well, first off, you guys talk, say, for Musa, him not the star boy for that team. Anything where they want to do, they always want to play around them, because in experience... The fact saying if he score goals, the fact saying if he create goals, they always like to play around them. And for me, I feel, say, because now in first match, yes, they feel want all balls to Musa, all balls to Musa. I think in further matches or other matches they go play, you know, go be like that. Remember, say, even the penalty way Rabi Ali miss, no be Musa go take him. So, in a way, still, things still they go, things still they go round Rabi Ali too. So, I feel, say, anyhow you want to look at, Musa is like the star man for that team right now.
Exactly.
And if all balls they go to Ramna, because he didn't believe on what if he do with the ball.
Yeah.
And if he score goal, if he create chances. So I'm not really surprised. But like you talk, for Rabiu Ali and the others where they canopillas, I feel you go reach one certain stage, maybe they'll come notice, okay, you'll be like, they don't know, say every pass won't give them Musa.
No, Musa.
They'll come, they block Musa, exactly. You understand? So they're going to need to improvise. They're going to need to, like, fathom or arrange another way of going through to go without Musa. So I feel, say, even without Musa, they were topping they top the table.
They almost topping the table.
So
I'll say top. They were kissing close. They were not.
Yeah, but right now they're not the top of the table with three points.
They the same number of points with Akwa United. But Akwa United they top the table. No, Akwa United they top the table.
Based on goal difference.
Yes.
Okay.
They 40 points each.
Okay. Okay. Wait. Okay. Exactly. True. 15 points goal difference for Akwa United. Canopillas, it's okay. I still feel, say, anyhow you look, it's good for Canopillas, say, Ahmed Musa finally playing first game.
Yeah, fantastic.
I like that fact. But, like, Swade mentioned, say, the game drab. Yeah, you always drab because Nadama United.
I'm telling you, if not from, we're not saying the reason United why that game played TV.
Yeah.
Namusa.
Namusa, because honestly,
not from Musa.
Honestly,
maybe that kind of match. No, TV.
Because me, I feel, say, normally, if you want to see the best of, like, NPFL games, not be games like Canopillas and
Adamawa United.
You go, they look forward to, like, maybe games against Rivers United, games against
Enugu Rangers,
even against
Akwa United,
Eyimba.
TV friendly.
We all
agree unanimously, say the star game for last weekend, now Enugu Rangers, Rivers United.
Yeah, that one had the star
understand.
Game. Definitely,
so, but now the Musa factor, we
now
just
the Musa factor. So,
but then again, maybe Ino score, yes, Ino score, but assist, fantastic.
Yeah, Nain give the assist for the goal. And don't forget, say, even the penalty, like I mentioned before, the penalty, me and Benedict say Musa go one go take him. But surprisingly, Narabi Ali still get that honors. Mm. But he lose him though. Mm. But the fact, say, he still create something to give them that winning goal. Show, say, all balls to Musa was not wrong in the first place.
No, it wasn't wrong.
Uh-huh. So for me, I still feel, say, subsequent matches, Musa, will they get less and less of the balls? Because for me, I still feel, say, Canopillas are a strong team even without Musa. Mm.
Yep.
Without Musa, they are very strong. So, for me, that just added advantage, saying they will
bring the flesh.
Hopefully, like I talk, hopefully, we will see the best of Canopillas with Musa when they play big games like Eyimba and all those other big games for this second.
So that in policy, saying they travel for away games, what if not big games like Eyimba, Canopillas? Okay, by the way, Airport Day for Wery. So
Airport Day Wery. But that one, they're not too far from NBC access. NBC, you take them. So that's like 2-3 hours back to into.
Normally, it's supposed to be 1 hour.
Port Harcourt, if you're from Port Harcourt, enter about. Canopillas, then they play away to Eyimba or
no? I never know. I just give instance.
I think the deal went sign and say if Airport Day very close to the place, Ingo go. Like
Rivers United.
I don't do much for Adokie before.
You go trek, go airport from the stadium. You go trek.
What are the reasons, Sha, for me, say, now that we know, say, Nastarboy Bumusa, where are you talking from? Mom. Now where we know, say.
You want to
be turned go fire you. Make a focus. I get work to do today. Make a
why
my 2K. I won't block. I'm not say I won't work
too
with
many
you,
practice. You don't do practice.
I go work.
Now, wow.
So, what thing I want notice now, say, I noticed from this past weekend, I say, yes, they put a drab match at Adamawa and Canopillas. I feel no like them, but not true, it was drab. Yeah. But I'm not gonna like maybe say would they sacrifice the quality of other quality games to make with the show Musa because this is not the Musa show. Forget saying nah, with the tossing,
even NFF tweet, they retweet Canopillas,
like they never retweet anybody own. So that one for me,
but
then
maybe
not
branding strategy,
okay. But then it makes you look at one side and be like, what the fuck, man? I mean, in the fracker, it don't move, nobody tweets. Nobody retweets. In fact, now they get to stress NFL mad deviates. When I mean they get to stress their Twitter account and say, oh, now they congratulate you and what they call it. Oh, now forget that they are rebo. They still win cup. Forget say half an hour. So now only just a few persons. No, if you better for one, you must do one for everybody.
Yeah.
So I just want me to balance up that idea of showing Musa games. It's not bad though, but make una no sacrifice other people when get better football to play.
Now make Canopilas tomorrow not start to they complain, because you remember way back in the day, some clubs they complain say, one are they can't cover only our match.
No, you're beginning to say Canopilas is the best.
You understand? They say one are they can't cover only our match. Make Canopilas not going start to complain.
No, Canopilas will not be like that. If I know Canopilas very well, they will appreciate make TV can cover their games.
Because we know some teams, they like make TV call.
Yeah, we know those teams. We know those teams. AKA Sunshine Stars of Akure. That time, where Idoku still there with them.
No, mind
so many of those teams. In fact, sometimes they're for Owerri.
They're Handler not guesses now. They're not, they make we don't know like, their player.
Make TV come Owerri. Come cover
I
their games.
I know they forget one voice
so
for,
many
for
games,
Dolphins.
So many
we
games.
We mobilize ourselves and stop.
Can you imagine? But the truth of the matter, be say going for like short talk now.
Yeah.
We need to see more games, more like big games, epic games. So we say we know so years go draw crowd, go draw attention to the NPFL, because in the end, now the NPFL you won't sell. You won't sell the NPFL. So I go for instance now this game where they show Canopilas Adamawa United for me. I prefer that Rangers Rivers United because that's the biggest game for the NPFL. If at all, you know, even if you show that one, the Kwa Ubo Devi, I mean,
the Kwa Ubo Devi,
that one too. Another
you
game
know they always score.
Stadium, exactly. Stadium, everything makes sense. So I feel say going forward, we need to whoever they're in charge of TV coverage, especially Red Strike. They need to cover more games. We say involve the big games.
Not
we
just,
say fans go like to watch. Fans go like to see places. We say yes. You know, say it's TV friendly. And stuff like that. That stadium was.
All right. By the way, maybe we'll just take a look in Admin Musa debut. So they needed something.
That stadium, even grass, even the cows. They're not
great. Well, the good thing they say. Somebody say it don't increase the number of home based players we're gonna throw the invite come national. Team.
Natural.
Invite four home based players. Noble, Ezenwa, Iwala,
and
Musa.
So Musa na home base again.
Yeah, Musa na home base now. Right now, na home
base. Home base, oh. See, only two I want just talk.
I know you dey humble.
Humble speak, because every that time, and the man not talk. They just don't talk. I want talk, because I'm going to say, I get my Jesse cut this work too.
Can you imagine? Wait. How you going to wear Jesse come NBFL?
In case you not know, for 2 weeks now, all these crazy people had they work with, they thought they oppressed me for radio.
So that's why you wear Chelsea, Jessica, come MPFF.
No! Because the case you not know.
Which club they support for MPFF?
Excuse me, Warri Wolves. And they're not
Warri Bingo.
They're not
Bingo.
See how they do it. So I said, Mecca, the only one went with they make me the appeal now. Mecca, get round.
What's happening? Chelsea is this final.
See.
I beg MPFF.
Not trigger me, MPFF.
Come
I said, I don't let you know why.
This is some of the results. Last time around, we thought say MFM now walk over. Now they take get 3 points. This time around,
they scored two.
Warri Wolves or Warri Bingo 2-0.
You know, so
and I see the goals.
Say this thing went for
and I see the goals. Fantastic goals. One of them long range effort. The other one set up, piece. Yep. You know, the guy just not them. Somebody say Warri Wolves are goalkeeper and Kepa. You know, so but then MFM, I mean, statement of intent from them.
Yeah, big statement from them. Because right now, you know, remember I said they change coach.
Yes.
They come out on the Bulls, bring in another person to come take charge. And for MFM, for crying out loud, they don't too struggle this season.
Yeah.
Especially for House, they don't drop so many points.
Points.
This one, I think that their first away win for this season. They don't collect points away from
the one
where
they award them. So
no, that one they don't play any match. They don't play ball. That one more or less now walkover. So, but this one where they see them play match, and their first 3 points on the road, apart from the walkover where they get over FC Fine. So that good one for them. And if you look at them critically, Warri Wolves they struggle this season.
Yes.
Remember, I said they mean. They struggle. They give their coach ultimatum. The coach tell them, say, if now one sack me, I sack me. I know they say at the fine job or they
not
crazy.
They
say,
me.
I want
not
I want come collect work. Come say now Warri Wolves work. I want to die myself on top. So as they sack Evans they go again, me they think they go even get that new manager bounce.
Yeah.
Maybe say okay, new coach just come. Oh, they go get that ginger to take the fight for points. But lo and behold, they see they struggle. I feel say it's a management thing entirely for Warri Wolves. From Moses A2 down to whoever they're in charge of Warri Wolves, because You know, if you go expect, say, I go believe, say, Warri Wolves, they struggle for relegation. Warri Wolves will be saying, me, I know.
Yeah.
Warri Wolves will be saying, in those days,
not them be the guys, so.
Like 4, 5, 6 years ago, that they enter final of the Federation's Cup, the one where they call ITO Cup.
Bola, Salami, Abu Aziz, Dingba. What's it be name?
So many star players. But I don't know what they happen to Warri Wolves these days. But I hope so they will bounce back. Mm. And for MFM, good one. Fantastic win for them. At least that one will make them commode themselves from that relegation battle, more or less. At least they only push themselves up the table. Yeah. Good one for MFM, though.
All right. So the result for match day one, take goal. By the way, for the Kwaibu Derby, Akwa United and Shosena Dembe, the bigger side for you as in beat Dakada FC. And of course, Asimene with a brace for that one. Bless you, Akwa United. Fit no miss in the Freck Effing, by the way. You know, in the Freck Effing, we score 8 goals before he leave. Asimene don't score 6. We'll talk more about him for the other segment of the show. So, finally, other results. Kwara United continue their impressive run this season. Has they beat Plateau United 2-0. Heartland Self, they beat Katsina United 2-0. They run the go up the ladder. And Wiki Tourist, they lose 2-1 to Nasarawa United. We'll come back to Wiki Tourist shortly. Kano Pillars, of course, you know the result. Sunshine Stars play goalless draw against Jigawa Golden Stars. Lobi Stars beat Ifeanyi River 2-0. And of course, Rivers United, they beat Enugu Rangers, Aguda. The before Enugu Rangers player, now he scored the only goal. But brother, that thing a celebration. See, we don't see players score. Do like this, stand up, please, do like this. My brother, that thing a celebration for me. Make him forget that thing.
I'll give him credit for now. See, lots of people, they need to feel they go back to their former hunting ground or stomping ground and then still manage to perform. They mess up with their head. They fuck up with their psyche. But I like, say, Aguda na veteran. Not the first time in Dongo where we say in play before and in finish work. But this is not the first time, I think, when I observe when we say that almost immediately, the next time he go,
impact,
he perform. You know, he not even waste time. Yeah. And you can see why we say Guma talk. See, when we get this guy, we look at that. I want to play out for this team. I want to be. But when he do performance like this, we know, say, this is not a person when we say he really for us, he really loyal. It'd be like putting from one party to another political party and you're not confused working. You know, so they'll begin to look you as a minus one. So when your coach don't give you that kind of credibility, that's something. Then if you look into the Kwaibo situation when we say play out between Dakada and Akwa, for me that was one of the most delicious things, was because a lot of teams, when they are star boys, they don't get speculated on, say they won't transfer them, they won't work hard, they won't do.
Okay.
People go lose focus. Okay. Players, they lose focus. But for me, it has always been an opportunity for me, say, now then you when we say they not call you, say they won't pick you, go another club.
Yeah.
Say another club will carry big money, play for you. Now then you go step up your game, because if they get one thing they talk, then say, if God they bless your neighbor, no vessel, because he may say he's still there, the neighborhood. So show working. If he bad where we're, at least una go winter, una go day top of table. If he not bad where we're, if he good way, you go get your own call up too. So I like that grit.
So that's what the matter take be for match day 21 of the NPFL. But yesterday, we get news, say Usman Abdallah, the coach of Wiki Tourist, he come out, come drop in resignation letter. No long story. He just said and say, he not do it again. Usman Abdallah, no doubt, if you know Usman, now one of the best coaches around. Before Iyimba coach, where the coach Wiki Tourist right now, the man don't come throwing the towel, say, I no do again. With the hearsay to me, so many reasons they behind the man decision. Nobody say the team, they perform too poorly. With the hearsay, some stories what they get from inside sources say, so much interference within team, and you need to let them perform. And in it, if he let him work with the kind of structure where he won't work. So instead of to they tolerate all of those interference.
Unaibu carry the letter call here. This
not the letter when put out now. The man just kukuma tell them.
He give
say,
him the head, John.
My brother, I not do
with
it
so
again.
Much gratitude.
I didn't tell you.
Like, for having the privilege to work with you. I am very sad to render my resignation.
Are we though?
See, Sarah, the truth of the matter be say, the heat's not on a day on Wiki Tourist too. Their last 5 matches, now only once they don't win.
Yeah.
They don't lose about 3 of them.
But even with that poor run of form, they see they're 15 for the log.
Yeah, because that one no means.
Because they started well.
Yeah, they started well. But see, the truth of the matter be say, one thing one coach or most coaches know they like, now say, now you're going to help them pick squad. No.
Yeah.
You should say, nobody them they in charge of this team.
Okay.
Nobody them they in charge of tactics. Nobody them they in charge of everything. And if the manager or whatever they want to call him, technical advisor or whatever not coach they want to call him, if you don't they voice out, say, I don't like this, I don't like this, you keep doing it, you they always do it, then you go have to say, okay, maybe make me a cook come out, maybe you where they always choose the player, come be the coach.
Or maybe just go to a sack player. Or
exactly, when we say, where they plan.
Sign player,
exactly.
Lead.
See, all these things got to work hand in hand. Coach, administrative team, and everybody, and the players too. You guys work according to what the coach wants. This guy, an experienced guy, yes. In first, big time work, now with Enyimba, yeah. We understand. In try for Enyimba, but then he don't do well at the later end of in time for Enyimba. But still, you still got to give him respect. You give him a contract, say, okay, this team, run this team. Run this package for us. Do well for us. This man don't collect work, don't start work. You can't, middle of the season, you won't consider they tell him, players where you go choose, players where you go play, how you go play tactics. See, this is a common occurrence for Nigerian football. Anybody where they follow Nigerian Football League, you're going to understand, say, they always happen. This same thing what they talk about with Kitoris, it happened for almost every other club for inside Nigerian MPFL. Okay. So I'm not really surprised. The one way surprised me, now say, Abdallah resigned. Yeah. Because most coaches know they always resign.
Exactly.
They go always with me, they sack them. Mm. So the surprising thing for me, and which me I applaud,
now
say Usman Abdallah resign. He talks, okay, I not do again based on say you they interfere with my work. And I feel say if every coach for Nigeria feel they do this kind of thing, we go side they get to that point where we say they go side they let the administrators know, say, see, as far as say don't give me this work as coach. Yeah. You guys give me that free hand to choose my players. Mm. Nobody gonna tell me players who are gonna choose. This same thing where we say they happen to Wiki Torres, it happened for Enyimba. Yeah. And I should say now one of the problems where we say Fatai or Joseph go they get because they're gonna tell them the players we go play, the players we no go
almost
play.
Almost every club.
You know, sometimes
so
they hear stories.
Big issue for inside MPFL.
Sometimes when they hear stories of say, people will get hands for the club. That they won't use players. They won't run agents package. It
not be said that they won't
by going to sign players, their own players, won't impose them on the
on
team,
on the coach.
So that the player will answer. MPFL player, so that when they sell the player, because now they are racket with that.
Yeah.
So why go they sign player with coach? No need. You just, I mean, you appoint me as a coach. I don't need Ima to play for my team. You go sign Ima come. I don't need them coming. You go they sign them.
Just
come.
Put excess.
Just excess, put excess players. Go. I don't need them.
One thing when I know that say, like you rightly talk. Abdallah now one of the guys when we said like not because they are big game when we say they like to see fine men on top of touchline.
No, you like him. Tell
I
us
like him. No. I said that's not just the only reason. I'm not saying not be reason. I, when you say delicious looking salt and pepper man like him, and he'd be one of the guys when we say from up north, he's a bit express himself. And one thing when I noticed then, one of the reasons when I observed him was when he was blasting Get Not Raw some time back. A couple of years ago, I think, before COVID, when they talk, say, local coach, 9 feet, do with him, say, Get Not Raw, they do for Super Eagles. So that one come make me begin to follow a career worker. Say, okay, if person they get this kind of confidence, I want to see what they do for the background to follow. And just like every time he starts, he always starts, they see the structure, they see the technical savviness, but he never ever defeat the sustain them. Also, because of the human factor, the Nigerian factor, the you be administrator, do you admin? You no go admin. You can't even jump, they shook him out. It just be like, we won't be fans. When we say, they think, say, now we sabi the coaching work, why is the coach when we say this?
Exactly.
You know, I like the fact, say, he stick with the honor, because it make me feel like, that first impression when I get, say, this guy is a savvy guy. This guy not be desperate.
Your respect
coach.
Now for him, don't rise.
My respect rise, because really, how much be the money?
Last,
they get some kind of respect when they say you need for your job. You see this job when you they do now.
Yeah.
If the guy, so the guy when they carry camera now, producer not a yab you, but producer can they won't tell you which analysis, I mean analysis you want to do per second billing. Uh-huh. And you're reasoning yourself, say, okay, see my money, why they have for this? Do I need this kind of yang yampu head to head? Not really. You know what? I'll be a region. Oh no, you come on yourself.
Yeah.
I like that because work now work. If you can work excellently in excellent conditions, fine. If not so good, you're manager. But if it's unmanageable, move. Because if we get more, if we get five coach,
if you do this thing,
when get this kind of standard and five clubs alone for Nigeria, get sense, begin to let each person when you don't employ, make janitor do cleaning work, make welder weld, make coach,
make
everybody now, whoever they do, make them Nakamura, do your own. You go get a better standard. Football.
We see the drama we happen when
Wiki did better than
MFM.
Last season, this season.
We see the drama we happen when MFM let their coaches go. Today we hear say they resign. Tomorrow we hear say they sack. Tomorrow we hear next tomorrow we say step aside. You understand? different stories.
It's,
you know, so if coaches they get the mind to come out like this. To say, oh yeah,
sorry for cutting him. It no matter for me if the coach say they carry the club they dig enter oil. Oh, yeah. You see, take the template from the big teams. If you feel like say you don't tire for them, sack and get another person. Yeah. But that micromanaging, now foolishness.
All right, make we just sharply take out the games we go down this March day 22. Remember, say we try to run the league back to back. I don't know whether that June 30 deadline still they hang on our neck. But then Rivers United will play against the Abia Warriors. Abia Warriors, they may not be in action because of say their match supposed to be against the People's Elephant Eimba. And of course, for obvious reasons, Eimba, they may be continental. We'll talk about that one shortly. Nasarawa United, they play Heartland Football Club. Plateau United, they entertain Wiki Tourist.
Ah, Plateau go win, though.
Wiki, manager, coach.
Manager, coach. So, Katsina United and Kano Pillars. Yeah, proper Northern Derby. Now, be that one. Jigawa Golden Stars up against Aqua Stylers. If I'm Yuba Sunshine Stars. Adamawa United, Warri Wolves. Two teams. We be say, my brother, I don't know. As I want
just
to describe
them. Just say Denis Viagra.
Two teams.
I said that my key word today. Forget.
So
they need to step up.
I don't, where did Viagra? They need...
Dogoyaro.
Okay. I don't know.
So, Mountain of Fire,
they play Lobby Stars. They are quite United. Enugu Rangers. Timmy, if you won't put one game for TV, which game will you put?
Aqua.
Well, I for like Aqua United, Aqua. Enugu Rangers too. But you look at Rivers United, Abia Warriors, another big game.
Yeah.
In fact, Nasarawa United, Atlanta, another big game. Big games then, they here.
They this weekend, yeah?
Yeah. But I think the biggest of all the lots now, Aqua United, Enugu Rangers.
Yep.
The reason being that Aqua United right now, they top the table.
Yeah.
Enugu Rangers, I think then they top six too.
Yep.
In fact,
sixth position.
Then they sixth position. So, and a very big game for two of them.
And then it will be interesting to see how they react after that home defeat.
Exactly. How Rangers go react after losing to Rivers United. Now, another fantastic game, which me I would like to see for TV. But you know, go bad. You know, go bad. If we still see that one on Saturday, then see Rivers United, Abia Warriors on Sunday. Because now that big game, that don't forget, say Abia Warriors. Now, one of those teams, let me say, they score plenty goals.
Exactly.
Especially if they travel.
Yeah.
Sometimes they travel, go away. They always want to score plenty goals. So, I feel, say, goals go, feel plenty for that match. And more, don't forget, say, the man where they run Abia Warriors was formerly Rivers, or more or less.
Rangers. Yeah, anyway.
Rivers boy.
Imama na Rivers boy. So he understands the terrain, he understands the place, he understands how their mindset be for football and every other thing we concern Rivers United.
Well.
Yeah, so I feel say now one of those big games. But then we'll see which one they go pick. Hopefully you go be Aqua United and Enugu Rangers. But you know go bad, like I talk. Say we'll still see Rivers United that be our Warriors.
So we'll still see Katsina United can it.
No. Obi-Wan, you want kill Obi-Wan.
You want me to
Obi-Wan did overheat.
But one thing I know that say, because of drama, would they watch these games on TV now? I hope say as the next season they come in, the red strike will begin, they do better build up. You know the way that they do that build up then when we say Ferguson and Mourinho still there for inside Premier League, they'll be like, is Ferguson's greatest nightmare going to pass? Every time we say Chelsea, they play Man U, bing, bing. Because that may be the classic setup for Rivers United versus Abia Warriors. Because the drama when BC you fulfill build with the two coaches already, Mama know the terrain.
But the two teams don't really get rivalry.
Around
the coaches.
Yes.
Around the coaches.
See, football na drama. You know one of the reasons why BC we're in love with Premier League? Because they always say there's good guys, there's bad guys, there's underdogs, there's mid-table. This one, we get lobby. Nobody, they rate them. If person gets this, if I don't use lobby, they do bread. When we say, go take you their story. When we say, go make us look out for lobby as the spoilers, the Udu teams. The Bournemouth of the world, the Burnleys of the world, Carpenter, but they go knock your stuff. Yeah. If they go on the rise, they go cast you. So I could really, really like moving forward to see something like that because now there I go put my money.
Yeah, he before Sharks goalkeeper. Yeah.
See, guy.
And even Sharks coach.
Yeah.
Point in time.
You know one thing about Imama?
He did Sharks bench.
Nobody knows. The first time I ever know, say, goalkeeper, stop match. Run, come on, go shit. Come back. Now, this Abia Warriors coach, you guy, that madman. Because they tell us, guy, he say, I want come out, match they play. He say, Baba, Archie, they cash me. They pause and he run, go. come back. So I like all those kind of backstories because now all those kind of things, then they make fans. Okay. They get connected to something. Because I don't get anybody when I say traffic, cheat never all for this, Lagos. When I say anybody in Lagos, say I'm not the mama for you. But the point is, my money is there. They put them for over 2.5. I'm hoping that they'll
over 2.5.
I'm hoping. Matter you why. Because if you look the numbers,
Na
NPFL last week, I know say we used to say na fluke, but you never know to say, as each season they come, more goals they come.
From teams who you know they expect. 5-1.
I swear down! With the cover the game, with the bill, how can they make because?
They're over 2.5 for that kind of game. You go tire up and die. So, I don't know how you take reason I'm sharp.
Now this guy, Mama want to show, say, he wants his salary. You know. Now this guy, if you beat them, if you lose three times, nobody care.
Whether we will see plenty goals for match day 22, that will be the way to see. But if they talk about team, we need goals right now. Now the people's elephants, Aima Football Club of Aba. Continental quarterfinal game for the CAF Confederation Cup up against Pyramids. First minute, Victor Mbwama. Yekete. It like say, today not the day.
Remote to the world.
Like say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Before we say Jack Robinson, Aima don't lose 4-1. They are away trouble, basically. Continue, especially for the CAF Confederation Cup. Remember, I've been telling them before. Aimba, every away game where they don't play for the final preliminary round till now, Aimba don't lose every single one of them. Every away game, from Rivers United to Orlando Pirates to Al Ahly Benghazi to ES Setif, every single one of them, and the latest Pyramids, Aimba don't lose every single one of them. The latest. 4-1. Victor Mbwama opens scoring. Then in the 15th minute, Ramadan Sobi come make a 1-1. The first half end 1-1. Second half. Yeah, with the just return from fast.
Yeah, they fast. You just the anointing they
come from Ramadan.
I tell you,
call Ramadan then.
So I'm telling you, 3 you goals in them. 18 minutes.
Ram them down.
Just condemn Aimba.
Ram Aimba.
I mean, Baba. Any hope back for Imba?
This man thought, say, I listened to a conference meeting, Fatah Osho. He said, na fatigue when I cause their problem. He said, na fatigue. Fatigue of logistics or traveling and otherwise. But, you know, say this na rainy season. So, the only thing, as I talk for radio, I go still talk again for year for podcast.
May rainfall.
Because the only way when we say any bag of you win, any bag will be playing rainbow. Only about boys is how they play rainbow like that. So as far as I'm concerned, make it be say rainfall. If rainfall, they get a chance. If they play that ball,
it will stop the free flow of the football now.
My guy, if they see these guys that they play rainbow for inside that they are still there, they don't have a, because see, they need all the tricks. Honestly speaking, matter you why, they need all the tricks they can get. If they play ball for inside Eastern Europe and whatever, they get one conversation I get with the Morimadu, then when they talk about IBC, sometimes when they get a tough opponent, for inside their European league, they go water the ball, and throughout that period, they play the ball with wet grass so that they go no IBC the ball go bounce. So when we say even if nothing they happen, they go wet the grass, it go give them tiny advantage. So whatever topographical, so you both they talk at Jesus Christ, so you know book. Thank you. Every advantage when you give yourself, you'll give yourself, because Pyramids don't use their advantage and they don't play well.
How well anybody play for inside rain? Now the question was supposed to ask even if you want Mary in fall, she Aimba go fit score 3 goals unreplied
3 goals.
Now the problem with that, because
2-1 now, we're not taking a 1-0.
Yeah, this Aimba we don't see so
they
far.
They collect too many pickings for this team. I don't even know whether they are defending.
See a match against Orlando Pirates, they need to score one goal. They wait till the last minute. So it caused a worry for me. See, first off, Aimba no be that kind of go score 3 goals against Pyramids. Pyramids now, they no be JJC for this CAF Confederation Cup. They enter final last year.
Yeah.
So they understand what it means, say you get 4-1 lead. You grab. So I feel say this one now end of the journey for Aimba. And the reason why I go point out saying end of the journey now, another thing I say, the coach is inexperienced. Fatah Osho, like him or not, this one in first campaign when they carry team go continent. He never go continent before, so he won't coach any team. And the highest rate on coach any team for inside NPFL now, Remo Stars. Remo Stars, no, they compete for title. Remo Stars, no, they compete, say they won't fight or win the league.
Okay.
Now, you don't place where we say you did club, where we say that they compete for title, they won't win league, they won't win ITO Cup, they won't show face for CAF Continental Cups. So, he put pressure on them, and we don't see him. See, that pressure they put on them, you know, they bring out the best from them. Because most of the time we say, you know, go outside. Look all the away matches where Imba played this season.
Yeah.
All of them, then lose all of them. All of them. Mm. All of them. So for me, I feel say, apart from maybe the prelims where they play, I think the first leg where they play South African club or so, where they take qualify. But still, it still boils down to the fact, say, Eyimba needs somebody who is experienced on the continent. Eyimba needs somebody who will say, go fee, help them going forward, even them qualify next season. Because me, I don't look this one, say, nah, improve to powerful. Nothing will come out of this one. Pyramids will go to the final.
You talk one thing, Abel, correct me in case I run off for this analogy.
Yeah.
Eyimba no say there be continental team. Eyimba go bring coach of a relegated side. Mm. Remo Stars to come be their coach too. Eyimba begin they put addendum expectation.
The truth.
Why did they pressure people?
The truth.
No money when we say you go carry me, you go carry so, coach. I'm say don't do so, continental.
The truth with Eyimba be say
because most it's times, very buff
apart,
before the
apart from the likes of Okeye Modu and Kadri Kana.
Eyimba, every other person.
They always like to pick coach. Be say that them go they run riots or they go they run rule for them.
Now they go they tell us.
Now go they tell them say wait see okay now this one you go do now this one you go do now this one you go pick now this one you no go pick. So now wait see Eyimba they always try to want to.
Well, that's
see,
the thing Usman, most employers they want to do now.
Not
they go see Timi did very good
even,
for this matter.
Even see Usman Abdallah when we see them carry.
Yeah.
When they carry Usman Abdallah now because say who should not be what be that guy name the technical director now with the NFF. Paul Aigbogun.
Okay.
Yeah, now I think Naim and Usman and Abdallah been they run the package before they come out. Paul Aigbogun put Abdallah as the main coach. So for me, you always know say Eyimba. Anybody when they follow Eyimba, so you understand say as them be. Yeah, that they always like to pick coach. You say go they submissive to them. Go they listen to them. Now them go they pick
so
players.
Say part of the interference matter.
Yeah, apart from even interference from Eyimba admins, I feel say. Fatai Osho lacks it. Because when I don't see Fatai Osho lack him now, I don't know which game. I think it was against Al Ahly Benghazi. You could see, say, these guys were there for the taking. Mm. But the tactics when they use were not, you know, just show, say, this guy get experience to win match.
Because that game was supposed to kill it. Now, all those kind of games, like you say, they make people, they fear your team.
Yeah.
Because when you don't notice, you don't smell blood. You pump.
The interesting thing for me. Eh?
The game against ESCTIF and
the game against Pyramids, now the same thing, defense.
Yeah.
Anybody will watch Eyimba's match against ESCTIF, go no say that the defense cost them that game. Northern opposition, the same thing against Pyramids, another Northern opposition, the same thing. The defense was non-existent, especially inside that second half. Usually when coaches they recruit, when they recruit their coaching or backroom staff and all of that, they get people where they concentrate on goalkeeping department, defense department, and all of that.
They need to change once when they need to change.
Whoever is in charge of Eyimba's defense need to step aside.
Whoever,
because the midfield and the attack is okay.
And it still boils down to the main coach who had the talk for Tayo Shaw because Naingo bear the brunt last. Because see, like him or not, in as much as say you want to say, okay, then get goalkeeping coach, then get defense coach, then get coach will be saying, now you day in charge. You go down to say, okay, my team get problem for defense. What will he do? You don't talk to your backroom staff. What will he change? Who will he change? Who will he come out? Who will he bring in? Which tactics will he use? Shemo could change formation. See, all those kinds of things, now coaches suppose on the. From that time, we say they scored equalizer. Yeah. Now you don't know, say, this defense, you know they work for us. You know they favor us. Now you can't come out at the end of the match, you talk to your players, they tired. You don't know, say your players go, they tired in the first place.
They play 1-1 first half, you know they tired.
I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Because now flimsy excuse, now they give out, not for this in loss. I feel, say, Eyimba, I don't know the kind of magic they want to do. I don't know the kind of miracle they want
to do. Now that thing go make them, they're not going to maybe play their next two MPFL games. Say they know they
but
tired.
Like at the talk, Eyimba, they don't come out for this cap.
So no hope. Score.
No hope, no hope.
So?
Last, when you go have a visit, they'll score one goal. Pyramids
two.
Go score. They go score another one, finish, you go end 2-1.
This is not a game where we say good day TV and a TV friendly goals game. So all I just would like to see is a beautiful game of football. I don't want to see anything.
Beautiful. Anybody go Jana.
Cherry, they get quality of high BCT discharge. For as far as I'm concerned, I just want to see mesmerizing football. Anybody before? Yes, I speak with
that's
you,
football with a mess.
See,
football with a mess.
Now your football with a mess. I mean,
football with a mess. You say mesmerizing.
Now captivating football. See, I want football when go take my when take my breath away. Orgasmic football because before, that's so football Eyimba they play. But he don't say when we say Eyimba.
But the good thing is, Anna Eyiwala go return for this second.
He go return with all the cards when he don't accommodate. then
well, in a way, they miss some.
But now defense be their problem, not be
yeah,
attack.
Yeah, now defense not be their
for
problem.
For defense, the minute they start the load.
And for me, if he go play his second leg, me I go expect say maybe they go from in wing or he go create chances for him. But
not saying they get free run.
Yeah, because another thing
for pyramids go watching tapes.
Yeah, but another thing with Anaya Iwala, we see me I need for him to improve. Now say he need to start scoring goals.
Yep.
Okay.
You understand?
Not be just assist.
Let me say you go just the run. End results, you can pass, you can still pass.
Go be a bash on Ralph Phillips.
They start from the numbers.
Exactly.
You got football now, and numbers.
Now numbers, so say the fracture. He's stacking numbers, he jackpot. You stack up your numbers.
He always get those chances. He always get in positions. He'll be saying, go feed score, go feed play ball, put for net. But I feel say he needs to improve that part of him. Game. We say, yes, you feel mesmerized like anti-talk. They mess us on top field.
Excuse me.
You feel duplicity.
Don't spoil it for me. Because that's when we say, Kanu Pillars do me this past weekend. I don't need it.
Long crosses. You feel dribble. You feel Zigima. Everything. But the end result, score goals. Why they put goals for your game? So that at least your numbers go, they make sense when people they check you out.
Eyimba get tough mountain to climb against the pyramids. In fact, now as high as the pyramids, they need to go climb them. You know, 3 goals unreplied. Now Eyimba need to progress to the semi-final of the CAF Confederations Cup. This is it. So now there we will go draw the curtains. But just before we go, yes, we're going to go complete if we no give you our star boy for episode 5. And just when everybody wants that to the cry, say, and the freaker don't go, the freaker don't go, who go help us, who go help us.
Charlie.
This man, we come from Warri Wolves, Charles Asimene. I mean, funny enough, the guy, 9-6th goal Wayne score with that brace Wayne score against Dakada. And I can't give Akwa United 2-0 victory over Dakada FC for the Kwa Ibo Derby. So, Charlie, as Timi Kolam Asimene, now be our star boy. 6 goals so far for the campaign. Yeah. When he joined from Warri Wolves to Imbide, banging the goals, he only joined them this January. So, not be at the beginning of the season. Mm. And just January, now he joined Akwa United. So, whip not Chad, whip not Akwa United.
Whip not Akwa United. I say, in times like this, you see hungry players when they step up to the plate. So, Nemeka they very confident in the quality of players when they scored for Akwa United, because whatever stuff we see, this is not like our 5th episode for Tatafo, right? So, that means 5 weeks of us talking about them when they don't start season, right? And for every week I see they play out, Akwa already they jump into our conversations often, and that's not because of the quality of play that they do, and because they put themselves in talking point situations. And still, these boys, they still they deliver. Average Nigerian footballer, they get distracted before they do one small thing. They don't forget what it is that they do. But I like say the quality of squad when they get Nasi, they get boys like this. My only problem with Charlie Nasi, he need to take personal pictures more, because you see all the other ones, what would they put now? You go see that they go put their picture.
Now, I ain't
going
to stop myself when they fulfill.
He not know say, make they go for Photoshop.
Make they go Photoshop.
I want action. We they see him for free. See, Timmy, like say, he stand now like this boy now. This our boy from last week. When we get small lip. Now, we don't know whether this one get
pink.
No, he not get red lip. Lip not the black. But, see, I want see Moscow's. When they say star boy, make them see the star. So, I beg, I beg. Director, ma just tell na babe, Mona put this one, not cut and come out. For all the guys where they wash all this and something, Mona tell na guys, may I begin the snap, find picture, they put on social media. So it go easy for us to pick them, because when I see star boy, I want to see star boy. I make everything just, I want to be mesmerized.
So now that one make your star boy for
you. So don't spoil.
Who never spoil?
No, ma, you don't
me
spoil.
Never
when
spoil.
Will they watch women's football club? Where did you
talk about our star boy?
If I watch women's football club, now the football they watch.
Is it football?
And they watch
football. So why they watch it right now?
Remember when they do commentary for women's football?
Wow.
The ambulance. Ambulance. But for Charles Asimene, I feel say, this time, the time for him to rise and shine. The main man for Akwa United don't come out. So at least now, he will get the chance to take that mantle.
Double portion.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Double portion.
You understand? So, for Asimene, and a time for him now to start the show and stuff, score goals. Like you mentioned for Warri Wolves too, that time, he didn't score goals for them. I think before he came out, he didn't score much goals for them too. So, I feel, say, coming into Akwa United, coming into a squad, we say, then get better players.
And then get people who will feed you.
Feed you ball. You understand? So, another thing for him to fit hit on this advantage where you don't get, say, in the Frank F. Young don't come out. So,
in fact, Akwa United is supposed to produce goal scorers. They play for good pitch.
Yeah.
They play for good pitch. And you get a good score.
They produce goals
now. That one still boils down to the coach of the side. Yeah. What's be that name?
Boboye.
Yeah. Kennedy Boboye.
More not yeah, Boboye.
Which guy that is? I don't talk and say they get good manager.
I'm sorry. Akwa United not get the highest goal difference for this season already.
Yeah.
So that one will tell you.
No, their defense is very fantastic. But they attack.
So even if they yab them, say they are good defense, not to picky. See then, 15. Every other person, minus.
No, but Kwara United itself, they follow
Kwara
them.
Kwara the Chris now. Kwara and Chris Club now. That one, academy ball that they play now. So those two now be
my people. But so like what you talk, I feel say, as Akwa United get more goal difference, based on say they don't score more goals than they don't
concede very few.
They're very confident.
It shows say, if they feed Ashimen and more balls, he could score more goals.
That's all
I expect, say, as like I mentioned, Mfano don't know even hear of him again.
Yeah, I mean, you understand? He was the background.
So, they drop the pilot.
Make Boboye just make him the main man. Become the goal scorer. Personally, say, go deliver the goals for them. For the life of me, against Dakada, if he get 2 goals, some matches this season, if he don't get 2 goals,
you know that's more difficult to get to.
Yeah, because the derby is more difficult. Player, we say if you give him that chance, he can be very consistent. And I feel safe for Charles Ashimene. This time, now in time for him to blow.
Yeah.
We don't see Anayo Wala blow. They invite him come Super Eagles. No, and the fact with that, we see Anayo blow. Anayo enter Super Eagles squad.
Yeah.
Now with the year story, say maybe the match where Nigeria won't play against Mexico, maybe the home base players go prosecute that.
Yeah, by the way, I think they said that was July.
July 4th, thereabout. So I feel say now chances now for this kind of players to show them their stuff for league, so that when Genoa won't pick players, you go say okay, this one don't score goals. Sadiq Yusuf for Sunshine Stars get 9 goals, fine, bring him back. You know all those kinds of things I go make people they even clamor for you. Say okay,
well, a lot of this one need to enter national team, and a lot of Akwa United defenders supposed to enter that squad. Because,
yes, now on that good day, now on that good day,
But I doubt if now home base players go prosecute that. Then I mean, from the body language of
Genot Rivers,
from the body language of Genot Raw, where he packed 31 players come, you know, where he packed 31 players come. Friendly match. Now that July game, Australia. Now friendly match against Mexico.
The truth we say now 1 month apart. So you know they keep 31 players for
by that time
for 1 month.
Preseason never starts.
But that time, no forget it. Yes, that time 9 players, these foreign players were invited for Cameroon friendly. They go there holiday.
Yeah, they go there holiday.
Many of them go down.
And by the way,
Nigeria
not the Olympics. We go say they only prepare for Olympics.
Exactly. So.
Any which way, anybody.
I wish Ashimen are well, Sha.
I wish him well. If you could take him up to double figures, it would be very fantastic one.
And make now, it snap photo. Make it snap photo for photos.
Now match day 21. So we still get 17 more match days for him to get maybe the goals we go bring him, make him maybe the poster boy for Choir United. Now they'll go draw the curtains to the edition of MPFL.
Thank you. Episode 5,
of course. Remember, once again, say MPFL Tata 4, they drop every other week on top of your streaming podcast platforms like YouTube, Spotify, and the rest. And anytime when you enter our podcast, make sure see you click that red button, subscribe, so that you will get notification anytime we will drop our podcast. This is MPFL Tata 4. Football Republic.